Okay. A good night, Shabbos. I apologize. The last 3 weeks we didn't have a live teleconference. I was either out of town throughout the last 3 weeks, and Baruch Hashem, we're back. I want to inspire you today. Today is the yard site of Reb Yisrael Salanter. And Reb Yisrael Salanter, for those of you, you know, or you don't know, was the founder of the Musar movement. Many of you don't know what that means. Reb Yisrael Salanter's whole life he spent on Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, focusing on others. And he passed away Parshas Mishpatim. His yahrzeit always comes out Parshas Mishpatim. And the Talmidim would say Parshas Mishpatim is the parasha of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. It's all the laws of money between man and man. And how appropriate it is that his yahrzeit is this week. So I want to share with you a gem that he shares in this week's parasha, and maybe bring out one or two stories that bring out his point. He was goes on in history as someone who taught people how to think about others. And he has a fascinating idea. He says, if you go through this week's parasha, there are many, four aliyas of halachas between man and his fellow man. And if you go to the very last one, it's a very strange halacha. Honestly, defies all logic. The halacha is, if you lend someone money, and what's normal is after you lend money, what happens? You take collateral. So I take the guy's pillow. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you the following. You can take the pillow, but every single night, when the sun goes down, you need to go from your house to him, drop him off the pillow, and then come back and take it in the morning, come back and drop it off, take it. Imagine. The only reason collaterals work is because the guy needs it. We're commanded, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to go and return the pillow. Why? Says the pasuk, you know why? Mamei Yishkov, what's he going to go to sleep with? He's going to scream to me, I'm going to listen. This is the final message of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. Listen to the words of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, whose yahrzeit was today. Chaf Hei Shvat. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you want to hear? I'll say it in English first, and then we'll explain it. He says, even if you're right, make sure you stay right. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's mantra was, even if you're right, make sure you stay right. Yes, I had a right to take his pillow. But the guy's crying now. You have a right to be disgusting and say, I'm not giving it back to you. And you can be a Rasha after you were a Tzaddik. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the last message is, even if you're right, make sure you stay right. How many people, while being right and doing the right thing, affect and hurt so many people along the path? As the famous saying goes, the path to Gehenna is paved with good intentions. What does that mean? So many people are right, but then once they become right, they turn into animals about their being right. Here's an example where the Torah pleads with us, you are dead right. The guy owes you the money. But I'm telling you anyway, go give him back his pillow, Kichanonani. You know why? Because I also, what? I'm nice to you, and I give you back your neshama every day when you don't deserve it because you messed it up yesterday. Every day I give you a neshama, but I'm a chanon. Chanon means I pardon, I moichel you. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, this is the final parting message of the laws of Mominus. When you're wrong, of course you're wrong. But even when you're right, stay right. So many people are right and then they mess up. I'm going to give you two stories mind-boggling stories as Rabbi Saul Zalanter. If someone today did it, they throw him out of shul. Classic Rabbi Saul Zalanter stories. One Yom Kippur, he sees a young man davening Shemoneh Esrei, blocking the window or the door. And during Shemoneh, he walks over to him. Maybe he finished. And he goes over to the guy. He says, "You're a goslin." Maybe it was during Shemoneh Esrei, so he should move. During Shemoneh Esrei and Yom Kippur, the guy was so holy, his mind was thinking about who knows what Kavanas Arizal. And he says, "Goslin, move." The guy moved in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yisrael goes over to him after davening and he says, "There's ear coming in into a crowded shul from one place. How are you allowed to block it and block the ear from coming in? You're a goslin. You're stealing fresh air." So Solanta's lesson was so powerful. He got so engrossed into his own davening. He was so spiritually connected. He didn't care about other people. He was right. He's davening Shemoneh Esrei, but he didn't remain right. He had a similar story with someone who davened at the end of a room by a doorway. The halach is if someone's davening Shemoneh Esrei, now they're to walk in front of them. And no one was able to leave because of him. And he screamed at the young man, "Your tefillah won't get answered while you're stealing." I had no idea what he wanted. He said, "You're stealing the passageway. People want to go into the bathroom to get a tissue." He was telling people, even when you're doing the right thing, you could be so dead wrong. He's famous for saying, for those of you that know, when you put on your talus, he goes ahead, and you put on your talus, you cover your face, and you flap it around. Someone tells you, Rishol Salanta, when he goes under his talus, what do you think? He's so curious which kavanas from the Arizal he thinks. And he said the following answer: "I think to make sure that when I slap my tzitzis, I don't hit anyone in the face." "What do you mean? I'm wrapping my talus. Who cares? Yeah, everyone else should be careful." He didn't lose focus when he was right to remain right. Musr means you don't justify behavior because you're right. Rabbi Chaskel Levenstein, one of his Yisrael Salanter's prime Talmidim, means continue down from his Rebbeim, said there was once where they wanted an assistant Mashgiach to temporarily fill in for the Mashgiach while he was in America for medical reasons. And he said, "No." He said, "Why? He'll inspire people." He said, "I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbeim, up to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that if we're in the middle of building the Beis HaMikdash, and one yid's going to get insulted on the way, we're going to stop building the Beis HaMikdash rather than insult and hurt one Jew's feelings. We're in the middle of building the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone has to take a moment to think how many times we're right. And because we're right, we'll go stamping forward and we don't care." The guy who lent money, says Rabbi Saul Salanter in this week's parasha, he's right. But stay right. Don't turn into an animal because you're right. Sometimes because we have a right to do something, we justify steamrolling forward. We don't even care. You want to hear sensitivity? When there was a Yid Reb, Metzion Yadler was, I think he from Yerushalayim, he took over a new shul. Everyone knows Kol Nidrei Night is the most important drasha for a Rav. Even the people who don't listen all year come to the shul. And I was waiting for him to walk up, the new Rav. He said, "No speech." People were devastated. After davening, they approached him. "What do you mean, no speech?" He said, "The widow of the Rav, who passed away just a few weeks ago, is sitting in the women's section. Imagine when I get up to speak, the pain she's going to have. How raw the pain is. Next year will be a year later. How can I cause an almana such pain?" What do you think everyone told him? "But there's 200 people in the room waiting for inspiration." His lesson is, it's not worth inspiring 200 Jews. One person is going to be heartbroken. Such an important lesson. This is Musar. Not losing focus when you're doing the right thing, that everything could just go ahead. We have to be honest with ourselves. How many times we're doing the right thing and then something happens and we just steamroll forward? Listen to Rabbi Yisrael's words. Stay right. Make sure even after you're right that you stay right. The whole entire parish is full of all sorts of things where people right or wrong. The Torah's parting message to us of the laws of monetary, and it's so powerful. Even when you're 100% right, doesn't mean you need to abuse the person who's wrong. Give it back to me. I have rights to get them. Our Gedolim would give up great levels not to hurt someone. Great inspiration. That's the ultimate Musar. As we mentioned last week, you remember, for those of you that listened to the pre-recorded conference, Aaron HaKohen gave up walking to up with Moshe Rabbeinu because he's embarrassed. Maybe the embarrassment will be for the Zekanim that got punished not to go up. He gave up looking at Hashem face to face in a once in a lifetime event, once in a world event, to go see Hashem by Matan Torah, not to offend another Jew. That's Musa. That was Rabbi Saul Salanter. That was his yard time today. We should be Zoicha to really internalize this. Remember, even when you're right, to stay right. Don't lose it. Don't steamroll. You're middle of Shemin Esrei. You know, no one knows this. I'll finish with this story. What made him start the Musa movement? I saw in the Sefer from Abhenach Leibowitz. He brings down what's the story that founded the Musa movement. And he says the story is that in Erev Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was walking with two other men. And they were imagined. Erev Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter walking to Shul Erev Yom Kippur. Who could even imagine what thoughts were going through his mind and the people next to him? And one of them turns to the other one, not him, and asks him, what time is it? And the other guy is so engrossed in his thoughts that he doesn't hear him. So engrossed. What time? I have to know what time. Doesn't hear him. Shaul Zalanta says, if a person could be so engrossed in his Avedis Hashem that he's oblivious to the need of another Jew, it's time to learn Musa. If you look at the common denominator of all the Rabbi Shaul Zalanta stories, that while people were doing the right thing, and they were neglecting others. Not while you're doing bad. For that, you don't need Rabbi Shaul Zalanta. Remember, while you're doing mitzvahs, you're doing an activity, and people get offended on the way, you left them out. This, the mitzvah is not worth it. Don't hurt people along the way of doing mitzvahs. Remember, you don't have to be putting on a talus and don't worry about hitting people, but figuratively, when you're wrapping yourself in your talus, in your ruchnias, make sure no one's getting swiped with the strings, as Rabbi Shaul Zalanta said, was his kavana. The Shabbos should have an aliyah, and more importantly, we should have an aliyah, and everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.